AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two articles of impeachment have moved on to the full House for a vote.
For the third time in a little over a century and a half, the House Judiciary Committee has voted articles of impeachment against the president.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler called it a solemn and sad day. President Trump used different but familiar words.
It's a witch hunt, it's a sham, it's a hoax.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said Democrats on the panel misquoted his request for a favor in his July phone call with Ukraine's president.
They kept saying, me. It wasn't about me, it was about us. The word was us.
That favor involved an investigation of Democrats and the Bidens. Nadler says,
the House will act expeditiously.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says some tariffs against China that were supposed to take effect Sunday have been canceled. In return, President Trump says China has agreed to buying massive amounts of American farm and manufactured products.
Farmers are going to have to go out and buy much larger tractors because it means a lot of business, a tremendous amount of business.
Soybean farmer Frank Lee in North Carolina is skeptical.
But I don't think his confrontational style is the way to win a trade war with Chinese, because they're very patient people. They have a long view of history, and they'll just wait Donald Trump out.
Trade talks continue. A contract worker was arrested at a bus station in Alabama hours after police say he shot and killed a fellow worker at a container factory near Atlanta. The shooting came at a shift change at the Dart container factory. A school bus and a van collided in Southern California in Lake Elsinore, sending six people to hospitals, including children. The driver of the van and a five-year-old passenger were seriously injured. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a second drug for debilitating form of muscular dystrophy. The medication was rejected for safety concerns a few months ago. This is AP News. It's been a slow start to the holiday shopping season.
The Commerce Department says retail sales increased 0.2% in November, down from an increase of twice that much the previous month. With Thanksgiving being later this year, there were fewer shopping days in November after Black Friday. But there have been signs of consumer health. Auto sales rose 0.5% in November, and a category that mostly includes online sales reported a nearly 1% increase as e-commerce continues to gain a greater share of consumers' dollars. Mike Hemp in Washington.
A funeral was held in Boston for Pete Frates, the man who inspired the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. This is Father Tony Penna.
Can you imagine if all of us lit up the world with goodness in honor of this good man? Peter would be well pleased, but the world would be well served.
Pete Frates was 34. Ed Donahue, AP News.